You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal.
You may or may not have heard about a company called Bechtel. The basic description is that it does engineering, construction, and project management. And it does, except on a huge scale. Like one of its first projects was building the Hoover Dam. It's done some of the most well-known infrastructure in the country, BART in San Francisco, the Big Dig in Boston, even the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Repository in Nevada. And it's a modern American dynasty that's been privately run by family members for more than 100 years. The history of this company and its projects in the U.S. and around the world is the subject of a book called The Profiteers, Bechtel and the Men Who Built the World. Sally Denton is the author. She joins us now. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Molly. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little more about Bechtel.
Well, it's the one of the largest privately held companies in America, and it's really interesting to me how few people and how few Americans really understand or even know about Bechtel. When I started the book 4 years ago, I would tell people what I was working on, and unless you lived in San Francisco and had BART or, you know, grew up in Boulder City, Nevada, where I did, which was the company town for Hoover Dam, which Bechtel built in the 1930s, most people in America really have not heard about it. If you travel to the Middle East, though, or anywhere else on the continent, it's a household name.
How did Bechtel get so big?
Well, they got so big by getting massive contracts, not just in the United States, but throughout the world. Warren Bechtel died in Moscow in 1933, and his son Stephen took over the company. He partnered with a man named John McCone, and McCone would go on to become head of the Atomic Energy Commission, and Bechtel would build the first breeder reactor, would get the contracts to build almost all of the nuclear facilities throughout the United States, and then McCone goes on to become director of the CIA under JFK, and where there are strategic interests for the United States in foreign policy during that time. Bechtel's at the front of getting many of the contracts into the Nixon administration, the Ford administration, the Reagan administration, all the way, you know, through to the 2003 invasion of Iraq and getting the first big contract to rebuild Iraq.
But you seem critical in the book of the influence or the amount of public money. In fact, you referred to Bechtel as a monopoly built with public money. Isn't there a point at which, I guess, who else are you going to hire if you're looking at the company that built the Bay Bridge and the Hoover Dam and did all this nuclear plant cleanup?
Yeah, that's a very I'm not sure that I'm as critical of it as that I think it is a matter of that should be a matter of serious public policy discussion in America. Who are going to, you know, what companies are going to build these mega projects? And so if it's going to be Bechtel, then why shouldn't the taxpayers have access and why shouldn't there be some transparency about it and the taxpayers know why Bechtel indeed?
And is there another company or multiple other companies that can do projects on the same scale?
Oh, I think there are. Yeah, I think there are dozens of American behemoth companies. And in fact, what you will see in most of the current projects are that these companies team up together to do these public works projects. The difference is that this is a privately held company, and the lack of transparency makes it much more challenging to shine a spotlight on them.
Sally Denton is author of The Profiteers, Bechtel and the Men Who Built the World. Thank you so much, Sally.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
We reached out to Bechtel for a statement about the book, which has a lot more to say about the company's government contracts. Here's what we got from Charlene Wheelis, a Bechtel spokesperson. Quote, "This book distorts Bechtel's record and reputation and contains many inaccuracies, saying we did things we never did in places where we didn't work." We've got the rest of the response at our website. That's marketplace.org.